Christian ethos in action, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. Romans 11:18. The phrase if you, as it applies to you, and me, as a disciple of Jesus, appears 124 times in the English Standard Version of the New Testament. First, we will be confronted with various situations and circumstances from the Bible and, we will discover how we are to respond in these examples. Secondly, I have personalized, rephrased, our study verses for you to memorize. By this, we can bring the gospel to life as we go and defeat sin along our way. Today we, as Christians, are confronted with questions about how we should deal with matters such as: do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. Romans 11:18. In context, Romans 11:13, but now I am speaking to you who are Gentiles. Inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry, verse 14, in the hope of somehow making my fellow countrymen jealous, by stirring them up so that they will seek the truth, and perhaps save some of them. Verse 15. For if their, present, rejection, of salvation, is for the reconciliation of the world, to God, what will their acceptance, of salvation, be but, nothing less than, life from the dead? Verse 16. If the first portion, of dough offered as the first fruits, is holy, so is the whole batch, and if the root, Abraham, the patriarchs, is holy, so are the branches, the Israelites. Verse 17. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, Gentiles, being like a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among them to share with them the rich root of the olive tree, verse 18, do not boast over the broken branches and exalt yourself at their expense. If you do boast and feel superior, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root that supports you. Verse 19. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Verse 20. Sup/sup that is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand by your faith, as believers understanding the truth of Christ's deity. Do not be conceited, but, rather stand in great awe of God and, fear, Him. Verse 21. For if God did not spare the natural branches, because of unbelief, He will not spare you either. Rephrased and personalized to memorize. If I do boast and feel superior, I will remember that it is not me who supports the root, but the root that supports me. These verses are rich with symbolisms and metaphor. The olive tree comes to mind when talking about prophecy and about Israel. It is mentioned frequently in the Bible with regard to fruitfulness, health, and blessings. It is one of the seven species with which the land was blessed. The branches of the olive tree are the Jewish people. The branches which have been grafted in are Gentiles who have come to believe in Jesus. Those branches which were broken off are the unbelieving Jews. The warning is that we, Gentile Christians, should never be arrogant, proud nor condescending toward the Jewish people because of our salvation. It is thanks to God and through His chosen people that the Christ was given. Pray for Israel and pray for the Jewish people to come to the Messiah, Jesus. Jewish people, in relation to the olive tree, associate it with the concept of putting down roots in the Holy Land. As such, olive trees appear in the emblems of both the State of Israel, as well as the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF. The olive tree has also been used as a motif in many works of art and in Jewish culture throughout history. Here are some specific examples of ways the symbolism of the olive tree is represented in the Jewish faith. Peace. The olive tree has become a consistent symbol of peace over the years, thanks to the story of Noah's Ark and the dove that brings back an olive branch as a way to inform Noah that the rain had subsided. Olive branches even became used as a means of showing peace to other leaders/nations. Love and celebration. Olive branches were used to make wreaths for the heads of young people on their wedding days, and at festivals in biblical times. The pilgrims who brought their first fruits to Jerusalem decorated the horns of the bull that led the procession with olive branches. Life and vitality. Throughout the Bible, there are consistent references to olive trees as symbols of life and vitality. For example, the people of Israel are referred to as a green olive tree, beautiful with goodly fruit in the book of Jeremiah. When King Solomon dies, the trees of the garden mourn, shedding their leaves. We are to carry these symbolisms forward, manifesting them in our beliefs and conduct in honor of Jesus, our Lord and God our Father. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. Next, coming soon. Christian ethos in action, for he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Romans 13:4. Previous, Christian ethos in action, if you live according to the flesh you will die, but if you live by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Romans 8:13. Please bookmark this page or subscribe for future episodes.